Blog Talk Radio.
Where you going?
To go get some lunch?
No. You gotta wait 30 minutes now. Welcome to Blog Talk, everybody. Here we go.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Been against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Badass, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle, fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm in here with my producer, Erica. How you doing?
I'm hungry, VJ.
Okay, but how are you doing now?
I'm good.
Tell me what a father means to you.
A father is somebody that you go to when, you know, you need to talk to somebody, when life is rough. Somebody that you can count on, that'll listen to your problems, that'll help you out, that'll support you in everything you want to do.
So, what has your father done for you?
My dad's a really good listener. He can listen for the most part pretty well. He talks better than he listens.
What do you mean by that? He talks better than he listens.
Once he listens to what I got to say, then he just kind of goes off on what he has to say and what's going on with him and whatnot, and that usually lasts about two or three times what mine lasted. And, you know, he talks a lot. He's long-winded, worse than Danny and Alonzo put together.
Wow. This says a lot about fathers, but the good point about your father is what?
That he loves me. I know he does, and I love him. He just isn't there for me as much as I would like for him to be.
But he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about fathers and their roles. I'm going to let Erica go and get her lunch.
Thank you.
We're going to ask people to call in and tell us what they think about their fathers. And how they feel about their father. And I'm going to be talking about some things that you have to do as a father to be a good father. One, it requires that you know there's a difference between protecting and preventing. Because fathers have to protect us. That's one of the reasons why we have so many kids in our community that don't have the proper protection or direction. Excuse me, I'm trying to eat some nuts. And just realize you can't really eat nuts into a program because nuts require you to chew a lot. But I'm trying to be healthy. That's another thing fathers have to do, is be healthy and nurture themselves and eat the right things and eat the appropriate things that they need to eat. So, you must be involved in the transition from being someone who is selfish to someone who is selfless. And that's so important. In order to be a father, you can't just look out for yourself. You have to look out for your kids. And so many of us don't do that. We don't look out for our kids. We look out for ourselves. We get high. We abuse women. And we know that that's not what fathers do. So fathers, I'm asking you, step up to the plate. And we're asking fathers to call in and be a part of the show today and talk about some of the great things that they've done and some of the great things that they plan to do and want to do. So it sounds like we got a father on the line right now. So let me talk to this father. I think we have a father. 9646, how you doing? 9646, how you doing?
Hi, this is not a father. This is Mama Trees.
Hey, Mama Trees. How's it going, Mama Trees?
I'm fine. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but you called me a father, so, you know, what can I say? I can never
What we're talking about is we're talking about the role of a father, and so what you can say is, you know, because Erica just talked about her father and how she wished that he was there more, how she wished that he was involved more often, and so you can talk about the role that your father played in your life.
Well, I have to sit up and say I have two fathers, and my father in Minnesota plays a big role in my life. He is a mentor. He's a grandfather to the children. He's a father that's on duty 24 hours a day. He's a pastor at Shiloh Church, and he puts his work out, you know, in the community. He's out there every day, and he's a good father. But, you know, I have to sit up, and I just want to say this to some of the mothers that's out here that don't have their children fathers in the home. Congratulations, you ladies are doing a good job in mothering your children, but you can never be take the father's place. You are just putting in overtime, extra work, and that's a good thing, you know. And the fathers, the ones that need help, DJ will give you the information where you can go and get it. And I'm just happy to know that we have a lot of young fathers in our community that is speaking out now and leaving the streets alone that wants to know how to be better fathers.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens with a good father, because there's a lot of men out there that profess to be baby daddies, but there's a difference between a good father, and I think what a good father does, and we talked about this before you got on, is he remembers that he can no longer be selfish, and you have to be selfless when you become a good father, because then you have to understand it's not about you anymore, but it's about your family and your children. You agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
Why do you think it's so hard for men nowadays to be that kind of father?
Well, a lot of the young men nowadays didn't have the fathers in the homes, but, you know, there are fathers that are out here, and they're scattered. They are scattered. I feel that a lot of us women stop praying for our men. You know, we go to church, but we don't live church, and our children are seeing it. I feel that marriages are not being honored in the home anymore. And I have to sit up and say I met a young man yesterday, and he chose his children over his lifestyle. And it was just to hear him speak, everything that came out of his mouth was beautiful. And if he fall down, if he's listening, or any other young man, if you fall down, get back up. Get back up any kind of way that you can and continue your journey.
You know, there's a saying that says we must keep in mind that one generation plants the trees while the next generation gets the shade. What does that mean to you, Mama Trees?
When the other generation is getting the shade, to me, I just feel that they are so comfortable in their lives. When the other one is getting all the sun, or however you said it, I believe the fruit is being formed on the tree. And, you know, some of the apples might fall off the tree and roll away and make a difference in our community.
And so when we ask these men, when we ask these young gangbangers and drug dealers and these brothers that are living a life that they feel that they have to live, And then, you know, so many times they say to us, Mama Treese, that I'm still a good daddy. I'm out here hustling, but I'm still a good daddy. How true can that possibly be?
To me, I believe it's a lot of truth. To me, I just believe to know better is to do better. And their walk, it has to be some kind of structure. It's like men like you that can see that young man out there selling dope, and to tell that young man, son, I know you that good father. You believe that if you make this fast money, it'll last. It'll put up food on your table or to pay your rent. But that's where you come in and give the resources. That's where I come in and I give resources and I give arms. And I, you know, back to the old saying, it takes a village to raise kids. But our village has been destroying our babies. And we're going to make a change.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads National Blog Talk Radio. What's up, Pittsburgh? What's going on to Omaha? And we want to talk to Florida and the rest of the Mad Dads all over the country that are tuned in. We see that we got a few callers on. All you have to do is push one if you'd like to say something. Right now we're talking to Mama Treese. And the question is to Mama Treese is that we realize that we have a let's get John Turnersee just walked in. John and another guest, come on in. Let's get you live on Blog Talk Radio. John Turnersee, we're talking about what it means to be a father, and you brought another guest with you. Introduce your guest you have with you, John.
Okay. My name is John Turnipseed. With me, I have a young man who has became a supervisor for a project that I'm running. And he became that supervisor because he impressed me so much as a job developer. I said, man, if you can do this with jobs, you can do wonders with this project I got going that I don't have enough time to pay attention to that needs strong leadership. So Alfonso Mayfield, right?
Right.
Did I get it right?
You got it right.
From where are you from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Alfonso Mayfield from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking all over the country with folks about the value and what it means to be a father. Are you a father,
sir? I am.
Okay, what's that value of a father for you, sir?
Well, I'm a fairly recent father. I have a 2-year-old daughter right now, and the value of it is really I can't even put, you know, I definitely can't put a number on it. It's hard to even find words for it because it's everything to me. You know, you realize how important that you are to to your kids and how much they rely on you and how innocent they are and you know how much they need you to almost do everything for them, especially at this stage with my daughter being 2 years old. So it's hard to put a word to it and definitely can't put a number to it, but I'll say, you know, it's everything.
Well, I agree with you, sir. Now, you know, congratulations on that 2-year effort. You got another 19 or something years ago before they try to get on out and get they do their own thing.
Right.
And I'm already at that level where they leave and come back and that kind of thing. And so that's okay. Welcome to the world.
Yeah,
you know, it's a never-ending battle. They leave, they come, they do all that. But we're happy about that. John, you're into the grandfather thing now, which is a whole new level from being a father. And what does it mean to you to just be a father and a grandfather now?
Well, you know, there's two stages I'm into. I'm into being a grandfather, and then I am a great-grandfather, meaning that one of my grandchildren has had a child, and I have custody of that child. You know, and it's just a great honor to be a grandfather. You know, grandfathers disappeared in our lineage, you know, and here I am. I'm still young enough. I can go to basketball games. I can do help with homework. I can love on him. I can provide some things in their future. I can even help them take care of their parents. So I help taking care of the parents of my grandchildren so that they can better take care of my grandchildren. Man, it's a whole new dynamic, and it's the most wonderful thing in the world.
That's a wonderful thing. You know, one day there was a kid that got shot and bit by a dog, and the grandfather came up here, man. He was mad at me. Why you got to do a vigil, man? I can't, them kids, man, I ain't got time for all that. All that old stuff, man. Why can't I hear, man? I give you $20. And it was just amazing that he didn't want to be involved, you know. And His daughter said, yeah, that's how he is. He don't never want to be. And I feel sad for those kids that they have a grandfather that just didn't have time for them, you know. He was a shade tree mechanic. All he wanted to do was work on cars. Didn't want to deal with his family. That's what we talk about, selfish. That's selfish. You can't be a parent and be selfish. You have to be selfless. We're going to go to a caller. We got a caller, 3392. You're on live at Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Mad Dad's in the house. Who am I speaking with?
Doing all right. You're speaking with Marco. How you doing today, BJ?
Marco, how you doing? What y'all on the block? You on the streets making a difference?
Yeah, we out here on the streets, me and the rest of the crew, out here working hard, trying to get other fathers out here to be better fathers.
So what about being a good father? What does that mean to you?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Being a good father? It means,
yes, sir.
Taking care of your child, you know, being there when your child needs a shoulder to cry on, being responsible for taking care of your child's well-being, making sure they're being raised right.
That's good, and I want you guys to continue to go out there and work hard, recruit all the fathers that you can, get them back into community, have them down at the support group here at 5 o'clock today, where we will have daycare, and we will have a nice meal for them, so they can throw down and enjoy themselves in two things, in our relationship group and our parenting group. Marco, keep doing the good work. Tell the kids you love them, and there's nothing they can do about it.
All right.
Yes, you've been listening. That was Marco, my name. We're going to go back to Mama Trees. Mama Trees, I had a question for you. We seem to have a lot of girls that are, they get hooked up with the wrong man because they're looking for a daddy in their lives. What do you say to those girls that are, they don't know that what they're looking for is a daddy, but really, that's what they're looking for when they get involved with these older men or with men that don't care about them. What do you say to those girls? Mother Trees. Mother Trees, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. For a moment, it was just blank. But, yes, I'm still on the line. Was that question towards me?
That question was towards you, ma'am.
What would I say? You're looking for the father out there. That's, number one, is dangerous. Number two, you'll be led wrong. And number three, you'll get something that you might can't handle. So I would say go to your community and look for an organization that has leadership, that's doing work in the community, and they will lead you in that direction. But also, when you're by yourself and you need someone to lean on, we have a father that is on duty 24 hours, and that's God. And if you give all your situations to him, he'll work it out for you. But Mama Treese is on duty 24 hours, too. I have a number. You can get it. I'm just a phone call away. I can't take a father's place, but I can give extra arms for a mother, an absolute mother.
So when we have these women that are, say they're seeking love and they're looking for that man to come in their lives, I've seen a number of women tell me, you know, I just want to have a baby so I can have something to love. I just want a man to make me pregnant so I can have something to love. What do you say to those girls?
I tell them, and this is funny to me, I tell them to look in the mirror at themselves. And love starts within themselves. And once they feel that love within themselves, God will let them know that it's complete. And once they get to that stage of the complete love, then they can get out here and give their love to someone else. But until they that love within, they can't have a baby and think that that's going to do it for them. Because, see, it's work. It never stops. I'm having problems with hearing you on this end.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
That's saying, do what I say, and not what I do. Is that Is that a problem as a parent, as a father? How can you say do what I say but not what I do and still have a productive child?
I believe even if the parent is indulging in other things that we, society, think that they shouldn't, I believe you should do what your parents say. And I also believe that it's school resources and other resources for that child to seek. But I just believe in being an obedient child. And I believe that God has a covering over that child, regardless of what society says. And I just feel that it's a learning process, and it's supposed to be, and it's strength in a child's life for whatever storms that come upon that child, that God has it. So I believe in being obedient. It's a must they be obedient to their parents. A disobedient child shorten their days.
Can you blame your child, though, Mama Tree, for being disobedient when you tell them don't drink, but you tell them to get a beer out of the refrigerator? You tell them don't smoke, but you ask them to light your cigarette for you. You tell them don't be a whore, but every time you look up, there's somebody different in the bed. Can you still expect your child to do what you say and be obedient?
Can you still expect? Oh, that's good. A lot of times you can't. The society is making it to where you can't. But I want to sit up and say at one time in my life, I was that child. I was that child that was being led wrong. And different day, but same person. You know, I was that child, and I look at my life, and I look at my walk of life and where I've been and where I'm going. I thank God for his glory. You know, I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. So, and the way a lot of kids, if they are being raised up under that, they're not living long because they're going out here and they are making decisions on their own. See, I had people like the late Kwame McDonald and the late Willa Mae Dixon in my life. Even when my mother was leading me wrong, I was still taught to be obedient. I had praying grandparents. But to say that is to say that it's resources. It is heroes for our kids out here. The man on that got the radio station I'm speaking to now, he's a lot of people's hero in the Twin Cities. Young people, if you're listening, look for the green T-shirts. That's all you got to do.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You're talking to Mama Teresa, and we're going to get her back on in just a second. Right now, we're going to go to our caller with the 1111 number. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing today?
Short body, listen to this. Let me wait a minute, short body. Listen, 22 seconds. Let me do my theme song, brother. Hold up.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Badass, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing up on the...
That's right, that's... Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, that's Short Body. That's our theme song. Hey, that's a song where you can, if you want to see... you want to see us getting down, jumping around. Even Mama Teresa's on there doing her thing. You know, she got that, what's that, Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle look thing going on. Hey, man, did you know, Short Body, you had a Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle look-alike in your video? Hey, go ahead. We're talking about fathers and what it means to be a good father.
I think, first of all, we tell our kids not to do what I do, but do what I say. I mean, it comes with these things, right? First, we got to teach them that our parents are our teacher, man. You know what I mean? They got to know how to make better decisions than we made. You got to be set for themselves, you know what I mean? Look at me and my failures and make my failures your accomplishments. They just tell them that one phrase and then they leave it alone with that, but your actions got to speak a lot of your words. You know, the one that you look at the outcome is. look how you feel about me as a man, as a person, as a parent. You know, look how you want your kids to feel like that about you. When you make the wrong decision, they're not. So you gotta learn. You gotta basically tell them the truth, though. You don't tell them that phrase, okay? You gotta know exactly what's going on. Look at your outcome is if you choose to do what I'm doing. Okay, I tell you to do what I say, not as much. I tell you to get that bill out that refrigerator. If you broke out that 50 big ass, you want to be like that? You see what I'm saying? And when you see me smoking that cigarette, and I'm out of money during the day, so I'm still trying to get more cigarettes, you want to be broke out to do that? You know, you need the outcome. You got to show them the outcomes of what you're talking about. You know what I mean? So basically, you got to tell them your parents and the teacher. By you being a parent, you're the past. You also, you can teach them what to do by your life, from your actions. That's what I feel about that. Do as I say, not as I do things.
That's absolutely right, Sharpbody. Now, we're going to put you on hold because we're having transmission problems. I don't know what kind of phone you're on, but we're having some problems with that. We realize how important, how critical it is, though, for fathers to be in your life, and we realize that you have to watch what you say and what you do if you really want to be a good father. You have to watch what you say and what you do if you really want to have an impact and be a role model. You can't smoke crack in front of your kids and expect them to think it's not cool to get high. You can't get drunk all the time and think it's cool. You can't be cussing and screaming and hollering and all that negative energy going on and not have it affect your kids. You cannot be having a bunch of folks jumping in and out of your bed and stuff and think it's going to be healthy for your kids. You can't do that. I'm going to write you a caller. We're going to go back to Mama Trees and Sharpbody. All right, we're going to go to 5737 on the line. 5737, welcome to Blog Talk. How you doing?
I'm doing very good, very good. Out here in Minneapolis, Mad Dad Alonzo.
Oh, good.
How y'all doing
today? How's it going, man? Yeah, you know, Mama Trees just wanted to let you know, Mama Trees was kind of talking about you, about the game, and she was saying that wasn't no original Mad Dads in the game, and I told her that's not true. But anyway, when you get a chance, talk to Mama Therese about the basketball game. Remind her that you were in the game and that you did play. And so you're a good father and you're a good grandfather. You're a good man. I just want to put that out there for you, okay? You want to make any comments?
I'm just listening to it. I just got in, man. I was listening to about what you don't do. And those are some of the things that I was doing back in the day, man. You know, you ain't necessarily got to be using drugs or drinking around your kids. Your behavior actually dictates it after you use the drugs or when you don't have the drugs. You know what I mean? You dictate it around your kids, so doing drugs isn't a good thing anyway. You're thinking that, you know, if you smoke weed, that you mellow and you're feeling good and you calm, that you better interact with your kids. But when you high, you don't really be listening to what they be saying anyway, or you don't remember what the conversation was about. And then, you know, now that I interact with my kids, I remember the conversations. I'm able to call them back later. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it just helps them feel good that I'm paying attention. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, making sure that I call them on a regular basis and let them know that I love them and, you know what I'm saying, and just really getting involved. And that was one of the things that, you know, my mom, she worked hard for me. You know, my mom and my dad both had jobs. They did everything they could to make sure I had the things that everybody in the, you know, other kids had, like video games, clothes, shoes, hat. You run around spending all your time trying to make money and trying to get by, but you forget the true treasure is sitting right next to you in the car or, you know, coming in the house begging for something to eat. You know, and I could have been something a lot better if she would have been more involved in my life. You know, when I used to do cocaine, and I asked my mom as a child, I asked her, I said, Mom, what's up with this new drug they got out called cocaine? She didn't sit me down and have a conversation with me about what it actually is and what it does until it was too late, and she was talking to me from treatment or jail. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the thing is that you have to take that time out. You know, you have to take that time out and spend time with your kids and have a conversation with them. It ain't just about getting them a pair of shorts or a pair of True Religion jeans or something where you make them feel good about how they look. But but they don't feel good and look good in the inside.
Well, you're absolutely right, brother, and I thank you for that, Alonzo. I appreciate you being out there on the streets, paved in the streets, man, looking for fathers to change your lives for tonight's support group at 5 o'clock, and you will continue to do that work, man. We're proud of you, okay?
All right.
So we're talking to Alonzo. We're gonna go back to Mama Treese and Sharp Body and kind of find out from Mama Treese. Mama Treese, you know, we want to thank you for all the hard work that you're putting into Mad Dads and the Moms Division to help the women become better women and all that work that you're putting in. We want to thank you. We're looking forward to the overnight. Looks like we're going to be doing an overnight for the youth at the YMCA. We're looking forward to that. And any closing remarks you'd like to have about what it takes to become a good father?
I've been listening to the young men that has been calling in. And I just want to sit up and say, with Short Body, you're awesome. You are just awesome. I look at that video, and I don't know what your past was, but, sweetie, I can see that you have a very good future ahead of you. And keep up the good work. Lonzo, if did no one tell you today that they love you, and appreciate you, I'm going to give it to you, even though you know how that basketball game went. We'll deal with that later. But you are the greatest, and what you said touched my heart, and I'm learning you every day. Marco, Mommy loves you. And I just want the young men to just step up. Look for them green shirts out there.
Well, thank you, Mama Treese. We appreciate you so much. We're going right to Short Body. Short Body, any closing comments before we leave? Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads National, all over the country.
God bless you, my queen. You're out here trying to make some coffee happen for these people, man. You got to keep God on our team, man, so we can make sure that we can do things we need to do. And God bless Mad Dads. Short Body, out.
Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing left. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
You've been listening to Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio. That's our theme song. We're out of here. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. God bless you.